Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable, and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for a mailing list, and do all that fun stuff. And also check out, I'm on Twitter, Sex with Emily, changed it to Sex with Emily, which is what it should be, and on Facebook, Sex with Emily. And I want to first give a big shout out to our advertiser, Adam and Eve. We got some emails today, too, asking us about what are some good beginner sex toys? What are some great sex toys for couples? If you go to Adam and Eve, you can try any sex toys you want. AdamandEve.com. They are giving 50% off most items to the loyal Sex with Emily listeners. And they'll even throw in 3 adult DVDs and a free gift. So just go check it out. Go to beginner sex toys. If you've never had one, go to their section, like label beginners, and get something new. It'll be fun. Get some sex toys.
I like it. I gave you a retweet on...
the other day on your app.
I know. Oh, and I have a new app. It's called Kegel Camp. And if you don't know what Kegels are, it's those muscles that you... Okay, so Kegel exercises... First of all, let me say one thing. People think that they're just for women. Kegels. They help women have more intense orgasms. They help women before and after pregnancy if they have some issues with whatever. Helps them strengthen those muscles.
How about kegels?
No.
Okay.
No exercise for kegels. Okay. But men, it helps men with premature ejaculation. And it can also help with men with other issues they might have surrounding sex. So the Kegel exercises, which we talked about in the last show, are just those like pee stopping muscles when you go into the bathroom and you stop and you start and stop and start the flow of urine. You just tense and relax those muscles for 5 seconds at a time. This app will walk you through it. There's a reminder you can set on your iPhone and have a swell time doing
it. You're missing the best selling point of the entire app, that what? It's your voice.
Oh, it's my voice.
That's guiding people through
it. And there's
it.
Pictures, and we're going to update it with a video soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so
awesome.
It's reminding people,
and I'm going like this. This is what I'm saying. Tense, relax. Tense, relax. It's kind of hot.
See, that's like what you need to push. Like, forget the whole, like, you know,
I know
how it benefits you to say you can hear my voice.
Well, but I think that people want a better sex. And if you mm-hmm. want a better sex, you can instantly download an app and you'll have better sex in 2 weeks. Oh. And I'm going to say that honestly. It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and you haven't gone for a while, these are the most important, P.S., the most important exercises that you should be muscling if you want a better sex.
I think that
I'm doing it now.
It's also only $2, too. I thought it would be like $900.
My last app was a lot more.
Yeah.
I know.
But it's only $2.
Really well,
which
me.
I was surprised. I was happy to see.
We're getting lots of downloads. People love it. We got good reviews.
Mm-hmm. I haven't downloaded it yet.
And everyone's
asking,
whatever, you suck. But people are asking me about the Android and stuff. We will be coming out on the Droid and all those other versions people need.
Good.
Yeah.
Because all these Android people have been pissed at you for like the past year.
I know, but I just need a developer. Can you just hook that up for me, baby?
My developer costs a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I got it.
Like 10 grand minimum.
Well, we're just going to do a short little show here for everyone. And as we said, there will be more shows coming. But right now, we're going to read your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And a lot of people, we've been doing more discussions on my Facebook fan page, which is Sex with Emily. And you can also go there and post questions. You can email me. You can tweet Sex with Emily, whatever you want. Hey, Emily, love your show and can't wait for your new episodes to come out each week. I just wanted to write this email to thank you and Menace. I've listened and tried out your breastplate tips and my long-term girlfriend went nuts. I spent 30 or so minutes on her breasts and she was actually able to orgasm like that. The tips have indeed enriched our sex life and she can't get more. She can't get enough, is what he meant to say. Just a small note on the handjob debate. I totally agree with Menace. I have tried and tried and have failed miserably. Women can't give a handjob better than the man himself. Emily, you are more than welcome to prove me wrong on Menace. You guys rock. Your fan, Namsu from Pakistan.
Okay, I don't want to get in the handjob thing just yet.
We tried to kill it a year ago, but go ahead.
But no. Can we go into the boob play?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Favorite thing.
All right. What are your feelings about you?
This is the thing. Personally?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know my feelings about this personally.
Explain.
Okay. Men typically go for 2 erogenous zones. Briefly.
Mm-hmm.
They will briefly go to your breasts, and they will briefly go to your other erogenous zones. They're obvious erogenous zones. They're 2 areas. Basically, they go up, they go down. They're like, okay, we're going to fool around. I'm really excited. We'll rip your clothes off, and then we're going to do it. And the next thing you know, you're having sex. And there is no foreplay. There is no playing with the breath. Men are like, oh, I know, I kind of know what to do. I don't really know what to do. So we actually had a whole show where I gave a lot of tips about how to touch a woman's breast. And there was a lot of women who might not even know it themselves who can orgasm through the breast play. And I think it's important. And I think that a lot of times men just, we've talked about this. They're afraid they're going to get shot down. They're so used to like, I'm on track. I'm going to get laid. I don't really have time for the breast now. And then they're doing something. And they're like, oh, the breast. They reach up one hand and they kind of casually touch the breast. There's just so much more that you can do with these erogenous zones. And you're trying to ask me what I personally like. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
No, see, okay. This is always the big issue, though. There's always a timing issue. Like,
what do you mean?
How long do I have to make out with you before I can touch your breasts?
That's your question?
And then how long can I touch your breast for? How long becomes too long?
It's not necessarily like
sequential. Can you give me a chart, like a diagram?
I could give you a diagram, but I would say, I mean, it depends case to case. But if you start fooling around with a woman, there's a lot of, this is the most frustrating thing too. If you just start fooling around with a man and a guy, whatever, and he skips your breast completely altogether and it's just trying to unbutton your pants. And you're like, we're going to have sex and you're not going to even touch my breast?
I think that's because they're afraid.
I know. Like, it's not, right.
Because you're
men are afraid
down.
They're going to get shut down and then they're never going to get laid. So they keep going, 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 going. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying just slow down and pay attention because it's going to come back to you. Why? Why is foreplay so important? I know you've heard this a million times. It's important because women can't go from 0 to 60 like men can. We're not warmed up like you are. And we need some more, you know, playtime.
When can they fix that about themselves?
They can never fix it. It's never going to happen, Menace. So, and I think that men, and I'm telling you, I've done my own experimentation in life, and I feel I've been with, you know, a few guys, and I do think that men do not, they typically touch them and do what they think they know what to do, but they don't really know what to do. So some tips I gave are using your hands, using your mouth. It's a very extensive podcast. You can find it. Search for breasts on Sex with Emily. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Did you want to get no hand job?
No, next one. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to go hand job.
No, they're wrong because they agree with you. Bottom line. Okay. Hi, guys. Totally love the show. I'm 18, about to graduate from high school, and I'm still exploring sex, but your show has definitely helped me out. I'm currently planning on doing a 30-day challenge to masturbate every night to try to achieve the ultimate orgasm, which is what I proposed. I have orgasmed before through masturbation and through sex, but I want to find a way to orgasm every time. I just wanted you to know what Menace or any of your guests thought of Friends with Benefits. I recently started a relationship with a guy that is purely sexual, and I'm really enjoying it. I know that many people don't like the idea of Friends with Benefits or always think that it will turn into something more. Well, thanks for reading. Keep on being great. Chael. Okay, Chael, here's the thing. What I talked about a few weeks ago was a friend of mine, Menace has heard the story a lot, whatever, who spent 30 days. She was unable to have an orgasm, and she decided that she was going to spend 30 days just figuring out her own body. So she spent 30 days every night, 15, 20 minutes, half hour, just trying to make her own self have an orgasm. And so I think that's what you're talking about here, that you're going to try that challenge. And I think it's a great commitment to do, just like 30 days.
Or just have sex with different people, and then you'll have an orgasm.
No, that's actually the wrong way to do it, because typically women don't have orgasms through intercourse unless they actually know what they're doing and what makes them have orgasm themselves.
I don't think you ever know when I'm being sarcastic.
I do, but I just sometimes you're just... I just know you so well, and I know what you're going to say already, and we're already in the conversation, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that, and so that's what's going. Okay. So Friends with Benefits, can I tell you that this is like probably one of the top questions we get asked? Because I really do think there is a trend out there that people are having more and more Friends with Benefits than they are marriage, commitment, relationships.
You don't believe me, but there's already another movie about Friends with Benefits.
It's with
Justin Timberlake and Mila from Black Swan.
Right.
And it's basically the same thing with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie
I think
Portman.
It's a great concept in theory. Okay, the movie. Is it a good movie, bad movie?
I haven't seen either one.
I mean, I can't tell you. I don't know your situation. Typically, Friends with Benefits works when you both are really honest and you're great communicators and you discuss it. And you say, okay, I'm cool with us just sleeping together. I have my expectations are just that we're going to have sex. And it's not going to be anything else. You're not coming home to my family over Thanksgiving, and I'm not going with you to your work Christmas party. Like, that's the thing. But typically what happens is, oftentimes in these situations, is that somebody wants something more. One person in that Friends with Benefits arrangement wants more of a relationship than the other person, and you're no longer friends with
I believe it's 50-50, though.
What do you mean?
I think there's a 50-50 works success rate and failure.
I've had good success rates.
Yeah.
I've had like long-term ones at work, but
I've had some that are like, so when are we boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm like, you are the one that said the whole Friends with Benefits thing.
But the other thing that doesn't work is when somebody eventually meets someone else. So it's like, mm-hmm. We're cool. We're sleeping together. You know, it's Susie and I. I'm kind of bored. Come on over. We'll have sex. But then one of the mm-hmm. people actually meets somebody and they get into a relationship. And then that
they're like, wait a minute, I'm not getting laid anymore.
So we're not having this friends with us. So it's tricky. It's a risky situation. I just say be open and communicate. Communication is lubrication. And keep talking about it. Love the show. Oh, this is great. Emily Menace, love the show. Constantly checking iTunes for a new episode. With regard to the topic of learning dirty talk, my wife enjoys it and I was not good at it. And though I am still getting better, getting over the initial step and was all about finding out what words were hot, okay, and not okay. For example, is the C word okay?
Yes, of course.
Not necessarily with every woman. Does she like the P word? What is the best way to describe my equipment? Do I use the word F? Once I found out what she liked and what to avoid, it all seemed to come together. Hope this helps, girl.
Well, you start with wiener and then you work up to junk and then you work with my meat missile and then you go to...
He's basically saying that he listened to our episode about Dirty Talk and it's working for him. And you, some women are okay with certain words and some women are so not okay with certain words. And some men are okay with certain words. Yeah. And I think the best thing to do is start out describing, you know, it's really hot. I think it's really hot the way you do that to me. Or I love the way you hold me like this. Or it was that. Another thing to do is describe the last time you had sex. It was amazing when you did ABC. Yeah. That's a good way to see how your person reacts.
Or just watch like Pulp Fiction while you're having sex and then just copy whatever they're saying on the television.
You ever watch that movie? Yeah, years ago, but I don't remember that part of it.
Okay.
So I think that's great. I think you got to ease into it. Some women, I know, I personally like dirty talk. There's a lot of women who are adamantly opposed to it and every word will offend them. So move slowly.
Yeah. I've had that happen before.
Have you? I don't think you talk dirty.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Like right away they shut you down?
Yeah. They're like, no, I don't talk like that. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
And then you stop. Were you bummed?
A mental note. No, it's fine.
Because dirty talk, women, really the brain is our largest sex organ. And the reason why dirty talk works so well oftentimes for women is because we want to hear things. Like turns us on. It's hot.
That's the biggest problem. It's like trying to figure out your brain. It's like.
I know, honey.
It's like the Rubik's Cube of life.
That's why it never ends. Yeah. That's why there's always stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Hey, Emily and Menace, I love the show, so I'm going to get straight to the point, which I love, by the way. My boyfriend and I have been discussing our fantasies. One of my fantasies is to have a threesome with another woman and him, but I have rules. I want it to be with someone who we don't know. No kissing, and she has to leave as soon as we're done. Pretty much no emotional attachment. Am I asking too much? How do you initiate a threesome, and how do you find a ready, available, and attractive female without having to pay for it? LOL. Michelle.
Well,
Michelle, I'm not sure where you live. If you live in San Francisco, for example, I'm invited to three swinger parties tomorrow night, which I would happily take you to. I'm not going to them, but I'm invited to them. But, you know, there are communities. Again, you didn't mention where you live, but you can go to Craigslist, has a lot of people looking for third partners. You have to be really careful and you have to be really safe. And there are swingers clubs. There are websites which you can email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and I can send you for wherever you live what the right websites are that you could find like-minded couples and like-minded women that are looking for a good time.
Just know. Oh, okay. Never mind.
But it's scary.
She wants another girl. I was going to say guy.
What about that?
I was just thinking, like, no guys with ponytails. That should be your rule.
It's hard to find the guy without the ponytail. Yeah, Menace thinks all swingers have ponytails.
They do. They have.
They don't. Come
leopard
with me
pants
to this party.
And ponytails. Why does that happen?
So not true.
And maybe sometimes like burly beards.
And no, Michelle, you're not asking.
And
for
they
too
all
much.
Know yoga. Like, what is that about?
I know. Is that a problem?
Yes, it is a problem.
They're not all like
and
that.
They're all artists. Like, come on, get a real job, dude, and cut your hair. And it's cool. You're still a swinger, but come on.
He's not actually a swinger. He's actually looking for a woman here. And you can also ask around. I mean, there's a lot of women I think who would be
down for it.
Yeah, totally. But she doesn't want it to be someone that she knows, which I understand.
Yeah, you don't want to get all attached and jump.
And I don't think you're asking too much about not wanting an emotional attachment and asking her to leave after, which is kind of cold. But you know, she's in it. For
and what's
that.
Cool
She'll know.
Is
and
it...
you just got to lay out. Here's the most important thing about a threesome, hands down. Most important thing is that you have to establish the rules ahead of time. If you do not establish the rules ahead of time, you're going to get in trouble, especially if you're in a relationship and you and your partner, it's risky. It's very, very risky. I know couples who have broken up over it. The guy gets attracted to the woman. The woman can never recover from seeing her partner with another woman. It's very tricky. I'm not saying you should do it, but if you do it, you should communicate about it.
Maybe like hire a referee so he can stand there and like if any of the rules are broken, he can throw one of those flags down and say, hey, and he blows a whistle and you're good and you save your relationship.
Exactly. You could do something That's like what that I suggest. Too. That's a great suggestion, Menace.
Well, it costs like $50 like those guys that go out on the like regular, you know, just hire one of those.
Have
hey,
you
look,
ever had
you're going to try something new tonight.
You did, but you didn't like it, right?
No, I could just never get everybody to agree on a time. I never actually done the threesome.
You couldn't
agree
the time?
I've had people down for it.
Of course. Of course you have.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
that...
the timing issue, you know. They're like, oh, you know what? It'd be really great to have a threesome right now at 4 a.m.
Right.
You know, you can't get the third person up out of bed. They're like, oh, that would have been great.
Right.
But next time,
you've got to start planning early in the evening.
Yeah,
when
call me maybe around 8 o'clock.
And can I just be honest? The best threesome scenario is when it's not, when there no one in this, no one is committed in the relationship. That it's all sort of friends or people who just met each other that you know. They're not like strangers on the street, but you kind of are mutual friends. And it's kind of cool because no one's more attached to someone than the other person.
Yes.
That works too. Okay, that's all we have time for. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. And remember to check us out at sexwithemily.com. You can download our app, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. The app is Kegel Camp. And my new book is Hot Sex, A Graphic Guide to Sensual Adventure. And you can find it on Simon & Schuster and on my Facebook page and on my website. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember, your biggest sex organ is your brain, so learn something new to do in bed. Click on the Sinclair Institute ad on my website and check out their adult sex education DVDs, sex toys, adult DVDs, and other sexy products. You'll save 50% on any Sinclair item when you put in Emily50 at checkout.